G'day, podcasters. Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. So nice to have you with us.
I want to give a shout-out.
Kate, Tim and Marty's podcast shout-out.
Get them in at Kate, Tim, Marty. Would love to hear from you.
Oh, this podcast shout-out makes me feel a little sad.
Okay.
It's from Zinnia.
Zinnia.
Came through on... What is that?
It's just made-up name, I'd imagine.
It's not. It's an interesting name, though. Instagram, can I get a podcast shout-out to my husband, Michael? He's just moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm still in Sydney missing him lots. KTM is our daily piece of home away from home.
Wonder if he's ever coming back.
Oh, he's certainly potting everyone over there.
Don't say that.
Shout-out! We got to
shout it out! Get your shout-out in. Tweet at KTimMarty.
Turn your key.
The time is 4:02 and 59 seconds.
Kate, Tim and Marty driving you home.
Welcome home.
On Nova.
Gone off to work for the day.
Oh, yeah, we are home as, guys.
Feels right.
What
sure
are you eating?
Are.
Airport bullet. I'm eating bullets.
The most expensive bullets I've ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't realise.
You can offer anyone else bullets?
No one's allowed to have them because I didn't know how much they cost.
They're worth about a dollar each.
Bloody good though. Bullets in dark licorice. I used to be a milk chocolate bullet guy, but now I'm a dark chocolate bullet guy.
Why, they're less calories?
No, I didn't think so.
Well,
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's you look awful. Don't do that. You've got chocolate all through your teeth and your mouth.
Well, they're no browner than normal.
I just had an Allen's Lolly Ginger Cat. I mean, sue me. It's brand new.
Oh, how were they?
I cracked open the teeth. I do love the teeth.
Oh, what a little lolly day it is in here today.
What a great day for lollies.
Treats. It's a day full of treats.
Oh, lolly bags everywhere.
I mean, every day's a treat when I get to spend the entire day with
I know.
The two
we've
of
had
you.
A really good day together, haven't we?
Yes.
I mean, you slowed us down today.
You look good, though. No, don't go into it.
I'm actually not going into it because it's not worth the breath in my body.
We had our photos taken today that no one will ever see, and that's fine.
Who faffed around you all day for hours? No one. Who faffed around me? No. How many people
faffed
around you for about 8 hours?
Can I just say something? I have so many photos on my phone that I'm about to pop on Instagram of people faffing around the two of you. Just
guys,
as proof.
Guys, it's Wednesday.
No.
And that was the sound of Marty winning the first age game for the year. He loved it. Sick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
An interesting special edition, one we've never done before, coming up before 5.
Oh, great. Cannot wait.
Also after 5. Come on, 5 up, everybody. Ed Sheeran at Nova's Red Room at the Opera House. Your next ticket soon. Right now, though, this is nice. You've come in really excited today, Marty. Yeah. To provide a service.
Community service, in a way. We're simply asking the question, who would you like us to track down on your behalf? Who would you like us, as a show, and the power of the full network behind us, who would you like us to track down on your behalf? A lady in the Ford commercial is the headline. According to news.com, in the past few months, they have received... Oh, this is our mate Bucky. Bucky wrote this article.
Oh, nice. G'day, Bucky.
Hey, Bucks. They received numerous requests from readers to track down the woman from the Ford commercials, of which we have a grab.
You need to describe her, though, because I heard the audio without looking at her, and now that I've seen her, I know her.
She's a brunette.
These photographs we're looking at now...
Yeah, yep.
Is not. I don't think that's her current haircut. I think in the new lot of ads,
okay,
she's had a shorter bob with a fringe cut in.
Okay, here's a little bit of the Ford ad.
Come into Ford right now and get a seriously low finance rate.
Wait, that's my line.
No. You say as well as great drive-away prices on SUVs. And then I say,
but hurry, it all ends August 31.
Yeah, I don't remember the ads. She doesn't stand out for me. I get that she's attractive. But I wouldn't have put in a Facebook request to find out where she is, what her backstory is, and what she's up to.
And then what are you going to do with her once you've found her?
I'm going to stalk her.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. What are people trying to track her down for?
I'm going to take her out into my new Kia. Also, are there still ads on TV, are there?
I believe so.
Well, like, do you sit through them before?
Yeah, you watch them.
I love the ads. You make a cup of tea or you go to the loo.
Mm. Yeah, they're little stop gaps, aren't they?
I just generally pause or fast forward these days.
I know, I'm hearing you, buddy.
But anyway, that's for another convo.
There's even a Facebook page called The Ford Ad Girl, dedicated to the woman. Well, let's stop calling her the woman and give her a name.
What is her name?
Her name is Crazy. It's pronounced Nyree.
Oh, Nyree.
Nyree.
Nari?
But it's spelt N-G-A-I-R-E.
Where is that from?
I'd say it's Welsh or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say Irish, but that's probably not Nairi. Irish.
Nairi Dawn Fair. Is that a name? Nairi Dawn Fair?
Yeah, that's her mother's middle name, I guess.
Nairi Dawn. Name,
yeah.
Oh,
Dawn's a bit of an older name.
Yeah,
isn't
Dawn is.
It?
An
Here we
old
go.
Name.
Behind the name.
Yeah, what's behind the name?
It's actually New Zealand.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
She's a Kiwi,
and it means flaxen in Maori.
Flaxen.
Yeah, like flaxseed oil.
Yeah, yeah, flaxen. Rub it all over yourself. Oh, I'm flaxen tonight.
It's actually a Maori name. It's a feminine Maori
it's
name.
It's a feminine Maori representing the wheat from the field, the flaxen.
The flaxen.
Oh.
Yeah. Her other name was unleavened bread, but that never took off.
Don't make fun of people's names. Martin.
Don't you start, mate. You're the one who does all that sort of gear.
Oh,
remember when you called that woman a man? She's an actress whose first on-screen role was as Susie Stocks in your arch-nemesis, Neighbours.
Oh, you shouldn't have mentioned that bit, Marty.
Back in 2003.
My arch-nemesis, grow up.
Other TV appearances over the past few years include...
Oh, yeah,
I know. Who gives a flying...
13, 24, 10.
Yeah,
this is giving us a bit of backstory on this
right.
lady.
If there's someone you'd like us to track down using the full power of our resources...
Do they have to be famous or is it someone who might owe you money?
No, we're not the mafia.
We can broaden it. We can broaden it.
Well, let's see.
Tell
we
us
might
your
not get
story.
Anyone.
Good Tell idea. Us your story.
13, 24, 10. Who would you like us to track down? Maybe the lead singer of Pinyao. Who do you want us to track down? It seems like the phones are running hot. Although, let me just check. Yep, a couple of open lines if you want to jump in. 13, 24, 10.
I've had a look too. Yeah, no, you're definitely right. There's a couple of lines there if you want to jump in, get involved.
13, 24, 10, the number. Obviously, we're not giving away Ed Sheeran tickets on air like this. We're doing it on our website.
There's nothing sadder than when you hear a radio show say, oh, and also if you ring now, we'll give you two tickets to something or we'll give you a CD, you know. Giving prizes
CDs.
Away to entice people to ring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to do that, don't you?
No, I'd rather not take a call.
Although we do have
okay,
a...
what do we got?
A fanny pack.
All right, let's give a fanny pack away if you ring.
All right, fanny packs ahoy hoy. And a fondoodler, which is a hot glue gun, but for cheese.
Oh, that is so gross.
The fondoodler. Hey, remember the fondoodler?
It just makes me think of the word fondle, and I don't, and then. Geez.
Well, everyone has bad connotations with the word fondle, sort of.
No,
there can be a good fondle.
Oh, you can have wonderful fondling sessions.
Mm.
Oh God!
But fondling
not with either of you.
Fondling can also go very wrong.
That's
very
how quickly. My first dates used to go: fondling and then air hockey.
Oh.
Or sometimes air hockey then fondling.
Nice. How were your first dates? Mainly in the half pipe, I'd imagine. Because remember you dated that skater?
Yeah, I did.
Who do you want us to track down? I mean, don't go through the whole story, but someone wants everyone to track down the Ford
lady.
Well,
Bucky, our mate Bucky, writing for news.com, reckons they've been inundated with requests for people to track down the brunette actress that appeared in the Ford ads. She's known as the Ford ad girl, and her name, we found out, is Nairi, which means flaxen, in the Maori language.
The people who do commercials, I mean, they pray for a gig like this.
Oh, mate.
One of those, like, ones that they roll over and that there are a series of commercials.
It's like Steve Curry and that bloke doing the Toyota ones.
Oh, now they're doing the cricket stuff.
Mate, they have got years out
of that. Well, you actually had a great example off air about this whole phone of the guy, the Dougie the Pizza Boy.
Dougie the Pizza Boy. Boy, is he now? Let's track him down and find out, because it's Dieter Brummer, but no one will
believe
me.
No, it's not. Oh, my God. Are you saying that to irritate me? Because
yeah,
you do know
am.
It's not Dieter,
no,
don't
I reckon
you?
It is Dieter.
It looks a bit like Dieter.
I reckon it's
oh,
Dieter
no.
Brummer.
I mean, it's same ilk, like same...
You know,
you
Shane
know,
from Shane and Angel.
Yeah, he was...
Not from Shane and Angel,
yeah,
from
they had
Home
a spin-off.
And Away.
They should have had a spin-off.
They should have Shane
and Angel.
I'm Shane from Shane and Angel. Sounds like a law firm.
He was Dougie the Pizza Boy. Dieter Brummer.
What?
Marcel.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, is it Marcel or Marcy?
Yeah, Marcel.
Who would you like us to track down, Marcel?
A man in a black scuba diving suit who saved me from drowning when I was 8 years old at Altona Beach.
Unbelievable. And you've at Altona Beach? I wouldn't have...
At Altona Beach.
I mean,
yeah, I know. Long
not
time
Not like
ago.
The surf's up, mate.
Yeah,
what
no,
are you finding in a scuba suit at Altona?
Where's Altona?
Talking more rubbish.
The guy that said, yeah, my, me, the rubbish, thanks.
We've got a friend who lives in Altona. And enough said on that.
Altona is in Melbourne.
Yeah, if you want to see a heap of empty chip packets floating past you at the beach, it's a real good joint.
It's lovely. No, we're not going to help you, mate.
Oh,
okay. Not...
But what an amazing story.
Yeah, too hard. We're never going to track him down.
As if the people in this team who can't even Google, like, which movie Jennifer Lawrence was in last, could find that.
You've made a really good point.
That is so highly insulting.
But it's a fair point.
But it's
point.
What you guys do
but
best. But
you've been witness to it. They can't really find much on there.
They?
Yeah, that's
don't it. Say they and point.
Okay, Jess and Lauren mainly.
And Minnie hasn't proved herself yet.
Well, that's true. Cameron.
Guys, just firstly, Dieter Brummer, he was a good pizza boy.
Yeah, secondly, I knew he was.
Oh, mate. Oh, this is the same Cameron who made a joke last week. Isn't
any
it?
Any chance?
Yeah,
who's... Blackers, yeah. After a recent Instagram
he's talking
post.
Over me again.
Any chance of finding your sister or...
Oh.
Well, I know where my sister is.
Oh, Cameron wants to hit on your sister.
Well, I'm sure she'd like that. How old are you, Cameron?
Sharing information, I'm 30.
Okay. Well, I know where she is. I'm not giving out her address or her details.
I bet best not to.
I mean, that's an easy one. We can definitely accommodate Cameron, provided that your sister's comfortable with it.
And can you do police checks and stuff? Whipper from Vitsy and Whippers just sent me a text.
Yeah, what's Whipper?
In regard to Dougie the pizza boy. Yeah. Are you upset that he's not texting you?
Oh, no, I'm thankful he's not today. I mean, it's every other day.
Oh, hang on, don't throw Whipper under the bus. He's got a young family.
He's not even here.
Dougie the pizza boy ended up in jail.
Is that right?
Or hit by a car, one of those two.
He can't remember.
Castle on the Hill, as well as the new track from Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, available now. And on the forthcoming album, Divide, it's released March 3. You can be there very soon for Nova's Red Room at the Sydney Opera House, guys. Massive. NovaFM.com.au.
Huge.
Click go. The Shears returns after 5 o'clock.
I've been practicing. Don't worry.
Okay.
I haven't been real good.
Well, it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, thank you so much for being so understanding, Marty Sheargold.
Fine, buddy.
Darcy on the Pots and Pans just gave us a little bit of an update. We're talking Dougie the Pizza Boy a second ago. He's been impacted the rafters and underbelly.
Dieter Brummer.
Dermot.
Dermot someone.
Oh, Dermot McDermid. It's one of those funny names.
And you know what else it proves? Everyone else is Googling about what's happening on this show.
And it also proves that anyone can be an underbelly. Am I right, Kate Ritchie?
You were brilliant in underbelly.
You were. I haven't seen it.
I received an AFI nomination for that.
No way. What they
were handing those out too.
What year?
I don't know, 2008.
Who won it?
I don't know.
Who won in your category? What was
I don't know. I'm not being dragged into a conversation.
Female in a, or was it in a guest role, or what was the title?
I actually don't remember.
Would have been nice if you jagged one of those, wouldn't it?
I guess so. It's always nice to win, but it's just nice to be thought of, I suppose.
Let's talk dating to get ahead.
Yes. Because
as if anyone does that, 13, 24, 10, who'd you date to get ahead?
Loads of people do it. I think we're only talking, earlier in the week, end of last week, about Selena Gomez being photographed with The Weeknd.
New couple alert.
That was our new couple alert.
That's right. There were some pap photos of her kind of all over him and him looking slightly disinterested, but he's a bit of a cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their opinion about it. The ex-girlfriend, Bella Hadid, has unfollowed Selena on Instagram. She's not happy about it, obviously.
Ooh, Bella.
And US talk show host Wendy Williams has accused poor old Selena, who's had a rough trot over the last 12 months. Didn't she have some time off after a breakdown or taking some time out for some mental health issues.
Yep.
Accused Selena of using her new boyfriend at The Weeknd for publicity.
I don't believe that Selena Gomez and The Weeknd are a real couple. I mean, the restaurant that they were at, it's where you go when you want to be photographed.
She's hilarious, that bird. I saw her a bit over the break.
Massive.
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Oh. But she just sits there on a couch and talks down the barrel.
Yeah. It's just a one woman just editorial.
Having thoughts about things.
Yes. Stuff like, and then goes.
And the audience are like her inner voice. They egg her on.
But I guess that's what makes people talk about it. That's why we're talking about it. If she was just a fence sitter, we'd, she discussed Selena's previous experiences.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she had to say. Am I saying this? When Selena wants to push out new music, they say she dates the stars that are going to help her along with collabs.
Collaborations.
And things. Yeah, I know what it means. Okay, and things well, like that. And then when the music is out, she drops them and she moves on to the next one.
Classic Selena.
She stated The Weeknd's new album, A Star Boy, was lukewarm.
Oh. Hang on, that's huge.
Is that right?
That
well,
song,
is the album big or is it just the single?
Well the album, there's a track that is that he does with Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also, he does Starboy with Daft Punk, but does the other one, the Feeling one that we're playing.
Okay.
People reckon that's going to be one of the biggest songs of the year.
We've doubled down off the track, off the album.
Don't say double down.
Oh,
I don't know why I did say it.
She hinted that the new relationship arose because Selena's hugely popular on Instagram with over 1 million followers.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, 107, in fact.
107 what? Million?
What's an amazing amount?
And seven, she's right up there. She's
107 million.
Million. I think like your Katy Perry's and your Taylor Swift's, maybe your Justin Bieber's if he's even on it anymore.
No, he threw it in.
This is the most insulting.
Katy Perry, sorry, has only got 59 million.
Oh, I made that up
then. She's Twitter. Twitter's the big one for her. She's the biggest Twitter handle.
Oh, okay. You're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Selena
Have you seen Gomez. Her with the new blonde hair?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I lied because I wanted to be part of our conversation.
You don't need to be part of it. She also insisted that Selena, this is awful, is not a singer, in inverted commas.
Jeez, Wendy.
And claimed that she was probably the most manufactured artist out there.
Wow. Jeez, Wendy's having a real red-hot crack at a girl who's come out in the media and said, I'm burnt out, I've got some mental health issues and I need to have a little break. Wendy's gone, not on my watch.
And let's be real, The Weeknd's churning and burning through the ladies. It's not like he's falling head over heels for Selena either.
No, he's treating the ladies like it's The Weeknd.
Boom! You're just one E.
Two E's in week.
Oh, yeah. Two
yeah.
E's.
Oh, what about the one in the?
Yeah,
oh,
three.
God,
so
three. Yeah.
13, 24, 10. Did you date someone to get ahead? Let's pretend for a moment that Wendy's right. Okay.
Yep.
And did you date someone to get ahead? 13, 24, 10. Give us a call, Zane. Taylor Swift. Zane and
God, that was funny. Oh, I'll tell you what. Who doesn't love Portuguese chicken?
Oh, yum. Bondi burgers.
Whoa.
Hey, right now we're asking you the question. Who'd you date to get ahead?
Mm.
I reckon I would do it if given the chance.
Absolutely,
and
I would
being
do
in
it.
The position.
Well, quite often people are accused of that, aren't they?
Mm.
But it's not always the case. I mean, sometimes you do date people perhaps in a position of power above you. It doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to climb some corporate ladder.
No, often it can be just a social thing.
But there are people, to get ahead in certain social circles.
Absolutely.
There are people that use that as a type, though, that just go from one high flyer to another.
Absolutely.
Oh, to pay their bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to have someone paying your bills?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be here.
I'll pay your bills to make you stay away.
Tim says a name, you say their age. For example, Matt Damon is 46.
I know I'm not Matt Damon.
It's called the Edge Game.
I haven't given you my present from when I was away yet.
What do you mean? Did you buy me a souvenir?
No, I didn't buy you a souvenir.
Oh, you took a photo of something and thought you were hilarious, but you don't have socials so you couldn't post it.
No, here it is. I'll text it to you.
Is it something to do with Matt Damon? Because if it is, it won't be funny.
No, it's not. I'll text it to you.
Why are you just thinking about
it
now?
My phone's over there. Do I have to go and get my phone now?
I wouldn't think so. Well, while you do that, let me talk to Brian. Because Brian, Kate is playing for you today on The Age Game.
Excellent. Come on, Kate. We're due for a win.
We'll do this, Brian.
Due for a win. I mean, that's interesting.
Due for a win.
This is when Marty won the first one of the year.
Yeah, but I've won the last 3 years running, the entire competition, not just one round.
And Dean, Dino.
Dino.
Marty's got you, mate. Well done.
Let's do this Shigsy 2.2, buddy.
Yeah, he's good, Dino.
Dean,
I
like Dean too. Why can't I play for Dean?
This is for tickets to Gold Class, a double pass, plus $100 to spend at the candy bar, all thanks to the uplifting true story Lion at your local event cinemas out tomorrow.
That's the present I got you.
What kind of present is that? I can't touch it or feel it or get anything from
it. Can I
see? I sent it to you too. Oh. It's on your phone as well.
Did you do the walk of...
It's the present I got, Kate, when I was overseas.
What, a photo of the Matt Damon star?
Oh, the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's beautiful.
It's for you, mate. It's the thought.
Do you know what's
it's
nice?
It's the thought
I'm
that counts.
I'm surprised that you even gave me a thought in that 5 weeks.
That was all I gave you.
Let's hear today's special edition because as it stands right now, it is 1-0 Marty's way. And we've noticed something since we've been back for 2017. Something.
Well, you were talking about it before.
Something bigger than last year and the year before. Famous
friends. I make friends, Marty. Leighton Hewitt. Miley Cyrus. Ed Sheeran. Me dropping names. Emily Simons. Kate Upton. Sacha Baron Cohen. I know him, he's a friend. Famous
friends. It's Kate's Famous Friends edition.
Oh, this is great.
Should I say something? All of those names are just names I would have said in the glossies, not people I know.
Emma Simons is a mate of yours.
Emma. Oh, God.
Well,
Emily.
We actually have audio of you saying how well you know them. So instead of me telling you the first celebrity for the age game, I'll let Kate do it.
Eva Longoria. She's very little. I judged fashions on the field with her 1 year in Melbourne.
Oh, good story. How old is she, though? Closest without going over best of three.
Eva Longoria?
Eva. I'd say Eva, but I don't know her as well as Kate.
No, because Kate says Eva Longoria.
She's this short girl who did the yogurt commercials. Oh, and in Desperate Housewives.
I'm in.
Look at that.
No mucking around, mate.
This is uncanny. Both of your ages are in and both of them are identical. You've both said 46.
We always do that when we're in the same room.
Is this where we do is there a little handshake or a secret
thing?
Yeah, I'll
show you
after
the show.
That's not your hand. Eva Longoria, you're both over. She's 41.
Oh, I thought she was much older than me.
She's aged awfully.
I thought she was your mate.
She's not my mate. She's not my mate. I mean, I'm sure she'd be a very good mate, but she's certainly not mine.
I know it's hard to understand, but best of three, that one is just nothing now.
That's out.
So. Why are you looking at me when you're re-explaining the rules?
Question number two in Kate's Famous Friends edition for the age game. Troy Cassadaly.
I know him. He's a friend. Oh,
well, you told us a story about, was it Lee Kernan?
What?
Were you telling us a story about Lee Kernan?
He came in and did Quick Draw and gave me an Akubra.
No, but when he left, the story you were telling us about.
I don't have any stories about
unreal,
him because
actually.
I don't know him.
Tune into or look out for the new Woman's Day hitting you.
Sounded like you knew him.
Okay.
Some of the stories you were telling
us.
Who
am I doing? It's not Lee, is it? It's Troy. Troy.
You know, he's my friend. I know him. You know that one?
Tell us the story. Tell the listeners the story you were telling us about Lee Kernahan yesterday.
Kernigan, by the way.
Oh, Kernigan.
Lee Kernahan. He works at the Cheesecake Shop.
You should still buy a franchise. You're mad if you don't buy a Cheesecake Shop
Stop
franchise.
Pointing at me when you talk to me.
How long have you known Troy for?
Ages. I was still on Home and Away then, and I was still going out with that...
Skater?
No, the one before that.
Surfer?
No.
Wind kite guy?
Wind kite?
Stand-up paddleboarder?
Supping.
Oh, the supper.
The supper.
Okay, you're both in. Marty, you said 44.
He feels 44 to me.
Kate said 52.
Jesus, is he that old?
Well, I don't know.
Troy Cassadaly.
I know him. He's a friend.
47, Marty. That's yours.
No. Oh. I hope he's not listening.
That's me having a point. So you know what that means. If I get the next one, I win.
Oh, because it's best of three.
If you get the next one, it's a tie.
Tiebreaker.
Well, I better get the next one then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is where it all started this week.
Very big fan of Michael Parkinson. The man I admire is standing beside me looking at me.
Parkinson.
He's not my friend. I was just saying I ran into him.
Yeah, name dropper. Famous friends. That's the vibe.
I saw Michael Parkinson once in Sydney in Double Bay.
At the cricket. He loves coming out for the cricket.
He loves the cricket. Huge fan of the cricket. I think he's a member of Lords. In fact, I'm sure he is.
The Marylebone Cricket Club.
Correct.
The MCC.
Wonderfully said.
Thanks, mate.
There's a few of them that you wouldn't suspect. Mick Jagger.
Johnny Borrell, for some of our younger fans. Lead singer of Razorlight.
There you go. Loves his cricket.
Well, this is interesting.
Oh, I've got a headache.
What, you've never heard of Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger, I have.
Michael Parkinson, you said 76. Is that yours?
Yeah, I wrote one age and then I scribbled it out.
Marty, you said 73. Paco is 81.
Kate, you get it.
He's
you
very
get that
handsome
one.
For an older man. He's that well means preserved. We're going for tiebreaker.
He's aged much better than you have.
Oh, God.
Where do I go with the next one? I'm confused. I don't know what to do.
Do
I don't
you
know
want
what to do.
Hand it over here. I'll choose.
Ah, this is in Kate's famous friends edition.
Let's go. I actually don't have that many famous friends. I don't surround myself with famous people.
God, you surrounded famous yourself friends. With some people tonight.
I make friends, Marty. Leighton Hewitt. Miley Cyrus. Ed Sheeran. Me dropping names. Emily Simons. Kate Upton. Sacha Baron Cohen. I know him. He's a friend. Famous
friends. Sounds like you got a few there.
I don't know Kate Upton. And I don't know Miley Cyrus.
You wouldn't slide Milko in as a...
He's very famous, though. He's more famous than you, Shigsy, let's be honest.
How old would he be?
Who Milko, knows? He's the same age as me.
Is he?
Did you see 52?
Someone that tweeted through, remember when the Chaser Boys used to do that thing when they were on camera and they'd always have different names as their super?
Mm.
You know, the little name that comes up on the screen when someone appears on the screen?
Yeah.
And Chris Taylor was Kate Ritchie. And I think it was, what's the other guy?
Chaz Licadello?
Chaz was Milko. It's a funny little photo. I'll try and find that one for you.
Milko, he'd be... Well into his 50s.
Yeah, no, we heard the joke the first time, mate.
Here we go, tiebreaker.
We first went to the Madonna concert 23 years ago. I went with Melissa George, actually.
Melissa George, who loves walking a French bulldog through the streets of Manhattan.
Mm.
Real relatable.
Okay, how old is she?
She's not Angel, is she? Was she Angel?
No, she was Angel.
She was
she's Angel. She was Shane Angel. And Angel.
From Shane and Angel.
Shane and Angel.
Georgie's.
Don't call her Angel, though, famously.
Please do not call her Angel.
Didn't she storm off the set of Sunrise one morning after there was a bit of bloody Angel played as a little bit of sort of...
I think she said something like she was going to invoice Channel 7 for advertising. I don't know.
Your ages are in. They're very different and we have a winner.
Ooh.
Melissa George will reveal after the news.
Oh.
It's 5 o'clock. Kate, Tim and Marty.
What a privilege. Talking into a bloody big stick.
Driving you home on Nova.
Thank you, Wendy Williams. The lady with the throat noises.
I know. What is that noise? Is that a sound of disgust?
Maybe.
To know, isn't it?
Mitch, a good friend of the show, tweeter from Far Out It's Friday, tweeted through. He was the one that actually tweeted out a little throwback to our Chaser Boy friends, Chris Taylor and Craig Rucastle, it was, not Chaz. They're sitting there on the set of their show. What are the name tags,
though? That should be Kate Ritchie and Milko, but it should be Sally Fletcher and Milko. I mean, they're so clever, aren't they?
Oh, hang on.
Oh,
it's a crossing of the reality. See?
Hey, it is age game time. We have had to take it across to the news because it was Kate's Famous Friends edition. Famous
Friends. I make friends, Marty. Leighton Hewitt. Miley Cyrus. Ed Sheeran. Me dropping names. Emily Simons. Kate Upton. Sacha Baron Cohen. I know him, he's a friend. Famous
Friends. Firstly, it was Eva Longoria. Boom. It was nothing. You both went over. Then it was Troy Cassidaly. Strangely, Marty got that because it's your friend.
Heard a story about Lee Kernaghan yesterday.
Then it was Michael Parkinson's. Kernaghan. Kate got that one.
Michael Parkinson?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did I say?
Yeah, no, you did say that. I just wasn't listening.
And then?
We first went to the Madonna concert 23 years ago. I went with Melissa George, actually.
Melissa George, the ages are in. Kate, you said 43.
I think I'm over.
Marty, you said 37.
Oh, well, she's older than that. Oh, but I probably went older. Oh, God, I'd never understand the rules.
Do you need one of the girls to go through it with you in the office?
How
good
old
luck,
is she?
Good luck if one of them goes through
Am
it.
Am I spot on? Oh, no.
She's 40. Yeah.
Well, why did she always act as though she was much older than
don't
I am?
Don't get angry at her because you got her age wrong.
Yeah, all your mates. How do you lose Kate's Famous Friends edition?
I know. Talk about playing to a forehand.
Dino gets the gold class tickets. Congratulations, mate, with $100 to spend at the Canberra Bar.
Sorry, Brian.
On you.
Have the sliders, mate. Treat yourself. Lash out. How's the swinging going?
It's also another one of these. Did they tell you that? Did they tell you it's another one of these?
Not another one.
Another one of these.
Yeah, we got another one.
It's another one of these.
It's another one of those stories about swingers saying how good their life is because they're swingers.
Swinging of the that kind of swinging.
Like you're into.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I want to make my life any more complicated.
Jackie Melfi.
Might make it easier.
Yeah.
Swinging?
Swinging, mate. Don't knock it until you tried it.
No, it's so thanks. True. Thanks.
Have a little special room for your swinging parties.
Oh. Keep the door ajar. You know those rules?
Oh, yeah, that's right. What does that mean? What's the door shut mean?
Okay, door shut, don't go in.
Do not go in.
Door ajar means come in, watch, be your own biggest fan.
Be yourself.
Be your own biggest fan.
Door fully open. Well, get in here, you animal.
What are you doing out there, you peanut? Jackie Melfi from Texas.
Melfi.
The Melfi.
Your Melfi goes.
Jackie, your Melfi goes.
Actually, there are parts of Melbourne sometimes remind me of the Melfi goes.
Actually, there's a couple of little spots down near
Mount Martha
that really do remind me of the
Melfi coast. Yeah.
It's almost, actually, you know what it's like? Sometimes it's like being in Greece down there.
Yeah, you're so right, actually.
Jackie Melfi's from Texas. She's been swinging with her husband, John, for 4 years. My God. And says their unusual session life has made her feel more empowered than ever. The couple regularly sleep with other men and women. They go to swingers events together and even treat each other to surprise
Treat each other.
Happy birthday.
You thought you were watching the Big Bash tonight? Forget it. Well, Jackie's here.
Can I watch the Big Bash then see Jackie? Well, of course you can. Because you're mad if you don't.
Yeah, I know. In the innings changeover, can we? Now they say they're determined to debunk the myths around the swinging lifestyle. We've got a grab of them talking about some of the myths.
Yes.
Swinging isn't just confined to some small circle of activity. It encompasses a wide range of things. Don't discount it just because of what you think it is.
Is that her speaking?
Mm. Yeah, that's Jackie.
Sounds a little older than she looks. Maybe that's one of her younger profile pics.
Funny you should say that, mate. She's got 6 children from a previous marriage and 5 grandchildren. So I think she's exactly the age you reckon she is.
they look like brother and sister in the photo.
He looks like the sister with that hair. If you look, give him a good look.
He's a very handsome man, isn't he?
Who are you talking about?
The one in the middle.
If you whacked a wig on him,
it would be Rhonda Birchmore.
He could lip sync to any song. He's one of the great lip syncers. He could do that lip sync battle show. When's that coming to Australia in other news? You should do that.
I want you to ask your mate, Jimmy Fallon.
You should do that. You should host it. You'd be brewing on that.
It's a great idea if Kate's management are listening for you to host the lip sync battle.
Oh, yeah, because my management would be taking management tips from you. Or you. Don't look at me like that.
We're just consultants in the entertainment business. What can I say?
What would I know? What would I know whether it's going to work or not? Jackie had never been a swinger before and was a little surprised when she found out early in the relationship that John owned a number of swingers clubs. He owned a number of swingers clubs.
Like in his garage? Where do you have them?
They're clubs.
I went to one in Brisbane.
That's real ones?
Yeah, for a research for the show. Absolutely. Honestly, it was actually amazing.
You took mine.
Yeah, single men aren't allowed.
Rightfully so. So it'd just be perv fest.
Exactly. And you're vetted. There was a huge entry fee and it was BYO, so you could just bring a couple of six packs.
Yeah, I'll take a couple of six packs.
How do they make their money?
And then downstairs there was this big party and then upstairs were the rooms.
There's always a party downstairs.
It was actually downstairs, actually, one lady was playing charades. I think she was pretending to be a coffee table.
One word. Oh, no, it's 2 words.
It's 2 words, you idiot.
2 words and 2 guys. Are you guys the chairs?
1 girl, 2 words.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, I do know, mate. It's fun.
No,
I know.
I'm being deadly serious, though.
I'm having one of
those
moments.
She was being a coffee table.
Two words,
coffee table?
I hate my life.
Trestle table? No.
No. Coffee table?
What are those ones that you can rent? Trundle.
A trundle is what you put under the bed.
Well, I wouldn't say that, mate.
What are you doing?
What's a coffee
trestle table?
A trestle table when you have a big barbecue.
Yeah, a big barbecue you buy for $8 at Bunnings.
Yeah, that's right.
You can buy them.
Absolutely.
No.
You could buy them and someone dropped them off.
You could buy anything.
But then where do you put them after you've used them?
You fold them up and put them in the shed.
For years. Until the next A-tube. John said, I've also organised for a friend to stay with Jackie and keep her entertained while I've been out of town. Those two are just kidding themselves.
This is disgusting. When your husband's out of town, you're glad for a rest, aren't you?
I would have thought so.
Especially when Crazy Eagle rocks up. Yeah. Now I know where he gets his
nickname. With his ski poles.
You know it's 32 degrees outside.
Are we skiing again?
Oh my God. His ski poles, Graham and Mick.
This is actually out of control now. Someone needs to march down this hallway and get rid of you two.
No one's here, mate. 13, 24, 10. They're all at Yamcha. The Weekend with Daft Punk on Nova. Kate, Tim and Marty here, the Sabo. Cameron on Twitter is almost disputing what I mentioned a second ago about swingers. When I said that single men can't go to swingers' parties, there's a slight change to that. Single men can go but have to be invited by a couple.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
But single women can go
willy-nilly.
Without an invitation.
Literally, yeah. Willy-nilly.
Yeah. I went to one that was an under 35s, and believe me, it opened up my eyes.
Confusing?
Yeah.
Jackie Melfi from Texas and her husband John, who, as it turns out, actually owns swingers' clubs, are talking up the joys of their swinging lifestyle, which they've been at for 4 years together. 4 years? I wonder how long they've been together.
Well, she's 52.
At what point do you sort of look at each other and go, let's introduce other people into this relationship?
Maybe it's always been like that.
I think it is something that needs to happen pretty early doors, because that's a difficult conversation to have, say, 15 years down the road.
Imagine if any of us has got into a new relationship soon. You could just do whatever you wanted. You could start rules.
I know.
Oh, I've always done this, just so you know. Okay.
You can reinvent yourself. But what would be worse if I came in here and said, Angie and I have just discovered something magic, guys. We are potting everyone in the neighbourhood.
In your neighbourhood?
Well, no one would go out there.
And Ange loves it.
You'd have to walk the dirt road at night, but sure, it sounds fun.
How scary would it be driving down that driveway knowing that Shigsy's at the end?
Lurking.
Hi, guys. You're early. I'll put some pants on.
You know, it doesn't get dark here till 8:30.
I didn't expect you. I just put the bins out. Oh, come in.
It's so seedy. There's something really awful about it.
What? Is that Marty's neighbourhood?
About my body.
You sure what?
No, do you know what I mean? Like, the movies always make it sound like, glamorous and lovely.
They don't show prep.
But the reality of it is
they don't show me setting up the trestle table.
And thinking about it. Oh, that's just so awful.
Getting drinks on ice.
Oh, all afternoon, stuck in the esky.
Yeah. We're just all right. A little bit for you, a little bit for me.
Going, I'm actually ready now.
Want to try my special punch? Swingers, how's it going? Jay is with us. G'day, Jay.
G'day, guys.
How's it going for you, swinging? Does it work out or did you get burnt?
I'm in a band and I came home from a tour a week early.
Yeah.
And I was in a new relationship at the time and I went upstairs to find 20 people all wearing blindfolds along with my girlfriend.
No way.
Swinging.
And you didn't know about it, Jay? You didn't know anything about it?
I didn't know she was a swinger. She wasn't very, forward in the whole bedroom thing. So,
hence the blindfold.
No, just in general. She was a very quiet, timid person. And then to come home to upstairs wearing blindfolds, I just snuck in and got my stuff and left. And I don't think anyone even knew I was there.
No, well, they had blindfolds on, mate.
And you're mad not to join in just that once. I mean, why would you just leave?
I was like a ninja. I just in and out.
Just be careful with that sort of language, mate.
No, quickly, when you say 20 people swinging, were they all coupling off or was it an all-in brawl, like a big bash game?
I think it was more a game of Marco Polo because they were in blindfolds. Mm. I don't think anyone knew where anyone was and it was kind of a lot of arms out looking, feeling searching to try and see what they could find. And I was sort of having to dodge arms like Walking Dead style and grab like stuff out of drawers and then head home.
I don't know what to say about that.
I want to know how you start the conversation.
I know. Well, she didn't bother. He came home a week early.
No, but meaning with those other 19 people.
Yeah, how do you
like,
find
do I go,
them?
Now, Kate, can I be honest with you for a second? Yeah. I would really love to get 18 of my closest friends over, yeah. And you're welcome as well.
Blindfold ourselves. A
couple of wines, and then really...
There's yeah. always alcohol involved, isn't there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, you say unfortunately.
Yeah.
Up next, click go the Sheer and Shears, all happening here today.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran.
Click goes the Shears, boys. Click, click, click.
We're going, aren't we?
Well, I'd like I to think so. I'm imagining we have front row tickets.
Well, I mean, it's a Nova presents Ed Sheeran Red Room. I'm sure they could squeeze us in.
Are we on the guest list?
Are we on the list?
I received an email saying I'm on the guest list.
What do you Gmail?
Don't tell That's everybody. Oh my god!
He just got junked by Sony.
I don't even know what you're talking about. And by the way, I just want to mention something. I think I need to re-record that click go the Shears thing because I did it a long time ago and I say sheer.
Let's have
and
a
it's
listen.
Not sheer. It's sheer.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran.
Click goes the Shears, boys. Click, click, click.
I put the S on the end of go and not on the end of sheer.
All right, very quickly, everybody, just be quiet for a second. Go.
Click go the Shears, boy. Click, click, click.
Okay, that's great.
You happy with that one?
We've got that one
forever.
I'm not
really happy with that, but at least there's an S where it belongs.
Click, go the Shears, boy. Click, click, click.
See,
I shouldn't be doing it with an American accent, should I? It's so Australian.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care.
And just a bit of radio gold there from Blackers turning that around, as we say.
Oh.
There's a lot of young kids wouldn't be able to do that now. They wouldn't even know where to start over that side of the desk.
Click, go the Shears, boy. Sure. Click, click, click.
Didn't even break a sweat. Didn't even have to look at it.
No.
Oh, you're so good with your hands, aren't you?
He really is.
Yep, that's right.
Those pathways are all closing for young people, so good luck getting into the business now, guys.
Yeah. If you'd like to come in, though, and learn the editing system and Zeta.
You can have my job.
No, I said if you want to know the editing system and Zeta, not how to come in and eat a sandwich at 3.
Oh, do your tax and then leave. God, I tell you what you're a master at. I tell you what you're a master at, looking busy in that office. I've never seen anyone better.
I don't have to talk to you.
God, you look busy in that
you
office.
You do look pretty busy.
Because I'm so busy. This isn't
can
my
just,
only
can I
job.
Say Kate for a second? Oh, no. I'm not sure.
I'm not going to interrupt Kate. Are you joking?
My computer's not even working. It hasn't worked since
that's
Monday.
That's what I mean. I don't know how you can even look busy with a computer that doesn't even work.
No, your computer's one of those IKEA display models. I just haven't told you.
It's hollow.
Oh,
I can
live
to that with one finger.
Oh, hopefully not your pussy little finger.
Click, go the Shears, boy. Click.
Now,
click,
Imogen, you get
click.
To choose if you'd like Kate to use the electric or the manual Shears today for this these Red Room tickets.
I'm going to go electric Shears.
Okay, your phone line's terrible. We'll come back to you if it's better because you were first, and I'd hate you to lose this opportunity. Christy.
Hi, how are you?
You get to choose.
Oh, oh God, what sounds better? Let's go electrical.
Electrical? Okay.
Yeah.
What Ed Sheeran song is this?
Be careful, please. I know it. I know it. Because I know it. I can sing with
the Do you know it, though?
Oh, God. I could not even hear that. It sounded like 3 seconds.
See you, mate. We don't need your life story.
Ah, oh, TikTok. It's Kesha.
Hello.
Hello. What's the song?
Is it Don't?
No.
Oh, a little bit happy.
Break it to him, mate.
Yeah, Lukey.
Lukey.
Hello, guys.
Yo, guilty.
Any ideas, Luke?
Is it Small Bump?
Small Bump? Is that a reference to...
Are you saying that because your wife's pregnant? just a quick question.
Well, that's a big bump, but yeah, pretty much.
No, see
Aww,
you,
good luck with that, Luke.
Joshua.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Josh.
What song is it?
Is it the A-Team?
Oh.
Oh, God, you're spot on, Josh.
Yeah.
What a song, yes. Mate. I mean, what a song.
We're back to where it all began.
Mate, this was the first Red Room we saw him at. Imagine having this in your back catalogue you can just pull out at the Opera House.
Joshua, congratulations. You and a friend heading to the Opera House for Nova's Red Room with Ed Sheeran. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, my dad told me a really interesting story about Ed Sheeran the other day.
Oh, yeah?
That he saw him in London just playing in a shopping centre, and he even bought a couple of his CDs he was selling.
Really?
Yeah, years ago.
Like years and years ago.
Well, when it was the year he turned 60 or something.
Are you sure your dad's not just seen the film clip where he did that? No, but seriously, because there's a film clip though of his history, and it starts at the shopping centre.
I'll call Dad tonight and I'll check.
Okay.
Just sounds to me like your dad's just seen a film. Someone just quickly, before we move on to Explosions Discuss, because we will give away more Red Room tickets to see Ed Sheeran tomorrow, with your new Click Go the Shears.
Click Go the Shears, boy! Click, click, click! Have I got it wrong again?
No, I think that's right, isn't it?
Click Go the Shears. Tina's saying it's stuffed. She sings Boy, Not Boys. Is that right?
Click Go the Shears, boy.
Boys.
Oh, I'm meant to say boys. Oh, so there's an S on every word. Add an S to everything.
Three, two, one.
Click, go the shears, boys. Click, click, click.
Gee.
Click, go the shears, boys. Click, click, click. No, that sounds like someone's not interested, and that is so far from the truth.
This is only show 8 of 2017.
Yeah. I know, but you know what? We can all have a down day.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
I've had to spend this entire day with you guys.
I've never had a down day, and I'll also remind you, we've got 212 shows of the year to go, so back up, kiddo.
212.
So what? It's not like we're on Broadway doing the same show every night.
We're certainly not on Broadway.
No.
I wouldn't say we're off Broadway.
No, although I have been told once that I was off Broadway by a guy who was working at Souses at the time.
I think I know who you mean. I've been here long enough now to start putting all the pieces together.
13-24-10, Explosions.
Oh.
Discuss.
This is awful. And now, the more I look at the photograph, I'm wondering if he's just some kind of makeup artist who's done this to himself.
And give us a call if something's exploded in your face, or you've witnessed an explosion, or you've caused one.
Yeah. Explosions Discuss. Any variety, we will take it. Andrew Hall from Idaho in the US.
Big sky country.
He has lost 7 teeth and suffered serious facial injuries, which we are not making fun of, when an e-cigarette exploded in his mouth.
Oh, that's vaping. Quite common. Not that they explode in your mouth, but apparently they do have the reputation of exploding.
You sure he wasn't smoking a Samsung Galaxy 7?
I know. He was inhaling, so it was in his mouth, as well as losing several teeth. Andrew was left with chunks of plastic wedged into his face.
Oh.
And second-degree burns.
Okay, he's had a rough time with the e-cigarette.
I didn't think they did the first and second degree anymore. I think I've said that previously.
What do they do now, class A and B?
No, I don't think they drugs. Give it that kind of thing.
No, you're right.
I don't think they do the degrees, but anyway.
Really?
Images on Facebook also show an extensive amount of damage to the bathroom, where he was vaping in the bathroom, including a smashed sink. So he's lucky his face only looks like that, because look at the state of that sink.
I'd love to, but I don't appear to have the sheet.
Blood spattered tiles and fire damage on the walls. He wrote on social media and he urged fellow vapers to think twice before picking up their device. I mean, imagine if Leonardo DiCaprio, while he was vaping at the Oscars or wherever he was, imagine if that happened.
Yeah, he loves a vape.
This guy said he's been vaping for about a year now, and I assure you, I did not do anything I was not supposed to do.
He's just vaping in his bathroom.
But it exploded. He lost the 7 teeth.
Mm-hmm. Really blew up in his mouth.
He should have just given us a look at it. Have a look. It's awful. He remains in intensive care.
Oh, okay. I'm not making fun of him.
No, I'm not at all. It's horrific.
I'm looking on WebMD, which I don't necessarily think that you have to put all your trust into.
Okay.
But they do seem to have different degrees in burns. Second degree burns is partial thickness, and third degree is full thickness, which goes right through to the dermis.
And what is that, though? Is that an Australian site?
Deeper tissues.
Is that Australian?
WebMD.com. No, it's international.
International WebMD.com.
I think it might be Australian hospitals that don't do that anymore.
Mm.
Well, that's a bit confusing. Do I have second degree or third grade? Sorry, we don't do that anymore. You'll have to go to America to find out.
Yeah, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Would you fly to the States to find out how badly burnt you are?
I'm not a doctor.
I'm a doctor in the bedroom.
Of course you are.
Oh.
Jared, g'day, mate. Explosions, discuss.
We were doing an $800 pub gig in the middle of New South, and our smoke machine had been playing up the gig before, so our bass player decided to take off the shell and try and rewire it because he was an apprentice, Sparky, and because it was still plugged into the wall, he earthed out the whole building with the old wiring, ended up with we had an $11,500 bill to pay to get all the wiring fixed.
Oh.
So, well, technically $10,200 because we got paid $800 for the gig.
Nice one.
Bass players, mate.
In other news, though, nice to have some young members of bands calling us today. That's like the second one.
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who was the first one?
The guy that was on tour with his band that finished early and came home to find him and his girlfriend, his girlfriend and 20 other swingers going at it upstairs.
That's right.
There was a joke about bass players. It was like, why was the drummer trapped in the car for 4 hours? Because the bass player couldn't find the keys.
That's right. I think that's...
Are they stupid, the bass players? They're kind of cool, though, aren't they, the bass players?
Well, Flea is.
Yeah. Bones was for the Oils.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting reference. Jake.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. Explosions, discuss.
But when I was younger, I felt a little naughty, so I gave my little brother a can of Coke, shook it up, and, yeah, there you go. Have fun.
Okay.
That better not be it.
Does he mean the foam, like the spurting of the Coca-Cola?
Don't say spurt. Oh, no, Jake.
Hang on, so we had...
Jake's making me feel nervous. There's nothing worse, though, is there, than an exploding can of Coke?
Well, yeah.
It's worse than...
House fire.
Drowning in a river at midnight.
Shark attack. Home invasion.
See what I'm doing? I've been here long enough to know how to set your rubbish jokes up.
You're like the guy at the net in a volleyball team, just bloody setting it up.
Yeah, and I don't need any glory. I don't need any thanks. But can you see what I'm doing here?
Thanks.
Thanks, mate. Hey, good day with you two, guys.
Good day. Let's hang out more tomorrow. Maybe not for as long. No. We'll see you tomorrow. More chances to go to Nova's Red Room with Ed Sheeran than this.
Click, go the shears, boys. Click, click, click.
You're going to have to redo that.
Happy hump day.
Uh-huh. Missed the show?
The night is over, Red Rover.
Download the Kate, Tim and Marty podcast now via iTunes, the podcast app on your phone, or at novafm.com.au. And keep up with the guys on Twitter and Instagram at Kate, Tim, Marty.